Let's start today's podcast session with some assignments for you. So I'll be asking you a few questions and you reply yes or no to yourself. So I hope you're ready. Yes? Well, my first question is, do you love your family? Yeah, do you love your family? The next one, do you love the work you do? Do you love the goals that you have in your life? Do you love your partner? Do you love earning money? Okay, now let me reframe the questions for you. Are you attached to your family? Are you attached to your work? Are you attached to the goals you have in life? Are you attached to your partner? Are you attached to earning more and more money? So, what is your answer? I think you might be thinking that, Divas, what is the difference between the two set of questions, right? But let me tell you, there is a difference. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Divas, will share my thoughts, that is detox, to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, we are going to understand the difference between love and attachment. So recently, I read a post that really made me ponder over the subject. The post read something like this: I love my family, but I'm not attached to it. I love my mission, but I'm not attached to it. I love earning money, but I'm not attached to it. This means that the person does his best in whatever he does, but he does not attach himself to the results or the end product. Those results don't have power over my well-being. The post made me realize that the things that we cherish most in life, be it our family, our work, our goals, we should not attach ourselves to them. They should become a source of strength in our lives and not a weakness. The moment we get attached to these things, we lose our powers. We lose our control over it. But people around you may say, you should love your family and keep it your first priority. Why do you want to settle abroad? Be with your family. And if you don't adhere to the standards set by society, they will come and say, oh, you don't love your family. Also, some people might say, hey, earning money should be your topmost priority. Choose a field that gives you a fat paycheck. Don't settle for less. And if the society sees that you're not running after money, they will say, you don't love to have a quality life. Let me tell you a thing. It's completely okay to love your family, work, or money by not getting attached to it. There is no need to follow the measuring standards set by the so-called society. You can love things without getting attached to them. So let me share an example from my life. When I was working with Infosys in Chennai, I thought I should move back to my hometown where I can be close to my parents and take good care of them. Though it meant that I would be losing out on some great opportunities and settle for something that might have prohibited my growth. I was guilty that if I would not stay in Dehradun, I would not be able to fulfill my duties of being a son. But deep down, I knew that taking this step would mean that I would be sacrificing a lot from the perspective of my career. Still, I decided to remain in Dehradun itself. But what I failed to realize was that even in staying in the same city, I will not be available for my parents 24/7. Obviously, in Dehradun also, I will have to work and spend time going to my job. Also, even though I was staying in Dehradun, close to them, I could not control destiny. I could not control things that were surely going to happen. And yes, such a thing did happen. One day, When I was out for some work, I got a call from my dad. He told me that my mom had fallen from a staircase and broken her foot. So was I with them when the incident had occurred? No, right? I know I was there to support them and help them out. But could I change the inevitable? No. Even though I was trying my level best to get them all the comforts in life, I was unsuccessful. Because there are a few things in life that you and I cannot control. So now when I live in some other city due to my work, I don't feel guilty about it. Though I love them unconditionally, I have not attached any conditions to our relations. This is how, like today, I live a more peaceful and satisfying life because I'm not attached to the things I love. So be it your job, your relationship, your mission in life, you should not attach yourself to them. Because if you obsess over them, you will feel suffocated. You will not be able to feel happiness in life. The right way to live life more peacefully is by striking that right balance where you don't sacrifice some part of your life for some other life. Like, I love creating content, but I also love taking classes. I feel happy after taking up sessions with my mentees. I feel satisfied and fulfilled. And therefore, I don't sacrifice this part of my life for something else. Because the things I love to do are my strengths. I want to love the things I do without attaching myself to any of them. So, do you love or do you attach? Answer this question for yourself. With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.